So this is where you start your lesson in physical expression for better conversation and connection. And of course, don't forget, we gesture all of the time, don't we? When we're looking for the remote control, we may tap one palm with a finger of the other hand as though we're using the device we're searching for. We may touch our temple with a forefinger if we think someone we're referring to is a little bit confused. We surreptitiously scratch our cheek with two fingers in a V shape if we don't like them. Know what I mean? Yeah, okay, you've done that one. Okay, not since school days. Oh, perhaps you haven't got the same kind of boss as I have. We try giving someone directions without gesturing, and you'll see literally what I mean. You're bending down, you're looking confused, you're pointing, obviously, not only in one direction. Perhaps you're using your hand about roundabouts and turning left and turning right, and maybe you're doing some kind of signal for traffic lights. No, I don't know what that might be either. But more seriously, body language gives away a lot of information about us and how we feel. On a chair, cross-legged and cross-armed makes you appear defensive. Standing on a stage with a wide stance and arms outstretched makes you look confident, perhaps to the point of messianic. And in the office or at a meeting, squinting and rubbing your chin gives a look of thoughtfulness and consideration. Raised eyebrows, wide eyes, and a nod shows approval and encouragement. We do all of these things naturally. So if you're doing them naturally when you can't see people, surely it's natural to do them when you can't see people. Not always. Sometimes you've got to build that in to your whole presentation style. You've got to consciously think, what would I normally do under these circumstances? How would I use my hands, my body, my face to explain this particular situation or hypothesis or argument? And build that into your whole presentational style. And that will help you get a better broadcast, podcast, and voice over voice, as we'll find out tomorrow when we talk about adopting authentic gestures. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.